97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You signed a bill that makes it legal through all 9 months. Is that a position you think Democrats should advocate for nationally?
Look, the Vice President and I have been clear the restoration of Roe versus Wade is what we're asking
but
for.
But that this law goes far beyond Roe v. Wade.
To make her own choice. The law is very clear. It does not change that. That has been debunked on every occasion.
But let's agree. There's not a single limit through 9 months of pregnancy. Roe had a trimester framework that did have limits through the pregnancy. The Minnesota law does not have that.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Shannon Bream, you are my hero. Did you hear that music playing in the background?
Thank you for having me. Always great to be with you.
That was awesome. Thank you for taking the news anchors at CBS to school for how you're supposed to moderate when you have somebody telling half-truths during a debate or an interview. My goodness, you called Tim Walz out on this stuff.
Well, the thing is, I think that he is not hesitant about what he signed in Minnesota. So I think it's only fair that people understand what it is and whether he would advocate for something on the national level. I think that that's, he's got a record as a governor, so it's a good place to mine for information about what he would do as vice president or president. So when people say they want to recodify Roe, okay, you can talk about doing that, and there are questions about Democrats doing that at the national level. But let's talk about exactly what Roe did versus what the Minnesota law did. So I think if he's happy about the law he signed, he's well aware of what was in it. And why not just own that as your position?
Did he agree to that interview last minute? Because he really wasn't doing much up until recently. And same with Kamala Harris prior to her little media blitz.
You know, it came together finally on Saturday. And we're always trying to book our show the minute we're off on Sunday for the next for the next week. So we did have a lot of guests and things already locked in and lined up. It was a great week for us. And then we started having this conversation, would the governor come on? And so Saturday we finally got the thumbs up. And so the team is amazing, and we got it together and got ready for that. We didn't have a ton of advance warning that they were actually going to be willing to come.
You know, the other bite I almost played there instead of the one on the abortion was the one on Amber Thurman, where you had to correct him again because he brought that up during the debate. And people who followed the facts on that realize, I mean, she took that abortion pill and had complications, and there are warnings right on the label about it.
Yeah, and to be clear, I mean, her family obviously is very unhappy about the law in Georgia. Because of the time limits, she did have to go out of state where she got the abortion pill that we're told, is safe for women to use alone. Even those who are okay with use of the pill do note, as you do, that there are warning labels that, you know, it used to be that you had to do this with follow-up visits with the doctor to make sure that you were okay. I mean, what seems like it happened with Amber is that there were still byproducts of her pregnancy that were left, and that can cause an infection. Now, what her, family attorney is saying is they are, planning a lawsuit against the hospital because there's nothing under the Georgia law that would prevent her from being treated. There was no fetal heartbeat. She was clearly in distress, and yet hours and hours and hours went by before they actually treated her in a way that could have saved her life. So, the family obviously objects to the Georgia law, but admits it was the pill that ultimately was what led her into that situation. And then they claim the Georgia hospital, committed malpractice in not treating her.
Well, thank you for clarifying with Tim Walz at the very least. I want to play a bite from you from yesterday and get your reaction.
Mm-hmm. It misleads people. It puts people in circumstances where they panic, where they really, really, really worry. They think they're not being taken care of. And it really is, it's going to sound, use an old phrase, it's un-American. It really is.
So Joe Biden referring to anybody that questions his government's response to a hurricane is un-American. I don't remember that same treatment when George W. Bush was being questioned about Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's this is so devastating. Katrina was devastating. What we're seeing now is just gut-wrenching. But I think that all of us know that there's room to do after action, or we're mid action right now. Reports on exactly what we're hearing from people on the ground, and that's anecdotal, but there's a lot of it. And so I think questioning your own agency about, okay, what could we be doing better? Where are we missing the mark? I mean, that's something that any commander in chief, D or R, should be willing to do when it is about people.
And I'm sure you're going to be talking about this a lot this weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a seventh generation Floridian. My family and friends, I've been, you know, tracking them all night. A lot of these communities, they've been hit by a third or a fourth storm in the past like 18 months. And so there's absolute just fatigue and grief and loss down there. And so all my people this morning are awake. They have trees down and no electricity, and their generators, some of them don't seem to be working, but they're alive, and I'm grateful for that. But some of these communities are just, I don't know if it's salvageable at this point after years of taking these hits. So we'll definitely look at the, you know, the federal state response and how things are going.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, we'll be watching on Sunday, and thank you again for that fantastic interview with Tim Walz.
Thanks so much, Mark. And listen, the vice president is welcome to join us anytime.
There you have it. All right. Thank you. Shannon Bream.
Get more at 971talk.com.